When it comes to art, I'm a sucker for ambition. When I heard there was a film shot entirely in various rooms of the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, it didn't have much of an impact on me. But when I found out the film, Russian Ark, was done in one 96-minute camera shoot, I was all in. Likewise, in 2000, when Mike Figgis announced a film about movie executives, I couldn't have cared less. But when I learned it was going to have four stories being told simultaneously in quarters on the screen together, I got interested. Krzysztof Kieślowski made a movie based on the colors of the French flag? Meh. Wait, he made three movies, each based on one color of the flag, and then he made 10 more movies, each based on a single commandment? Well, now he's my kind of guy. Philip Glass wrote an opera about Einstein. No thanks. It's 5 hours long without interruption? Let me get my credit card. Which is why I spent the first part of this summer, as I have several past summers, reading the most recently released section of Karl Ove Knausgård's six-part novel My Struggle. You must really love it, people have said to me. Not really. In fact, this 600-page chunk is pretty tedious, and I kind of don't like the protagonist. Why spend so much time engaging with art that doesn't excite? Maybe for the same reason people climb mountains. It's there, and the ambition itself is part of the beauty. Will the effort be worth it? Well, just as Wagner fans have to wait until the last notes of the Ring cycle to know whether they've spent their 12 opera hours wisely, we're going to have to wait to find out. I'm Dan Libman, and that's my perspective.